customer experience. It's what sets some of the best companies apart from the rest. Yet it can often be very hard to achieve. Tune in every other month as we uncover the secrets behind great customer experience. This is Experience Better, the CX Podcast. Well, hello and welcome to this month's episode. I'm your host, Sean Jackson, Senior Vice President of Marketing at Kubra. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Yara Alachan, Senior Product Marketing Manager of Partners and Alliances at Kubra. Yara has been instrumental in orchestrating Kubra's latest research on the most promising digital payment innovations for 2024. Today, I'm thrilled to have her join us on the show where we'll explore the evolving landscape of digital payments and discuss how new payment innovations are shaping how we manage transactions. Yara, thank you for joining us. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Sean. I'm so thrilled to be here and I'm looking forward to diving into some great discussion today.
So am I. So Yara, the white paper kicks off with personalized payment experiences as a key trend. Can you walk us through how payment personalization has evolved and what you expect businesses to do to keep up with customer expectations in 2024?
This is a great question to start the conversation, Sean. Customers want a range of options and flexibility in their online payment experiences. Let me give you an example here. If I'm working on my laptop and I receive a reminder from my biller to pay my bill, I would simply log in to my account on the biller's website and pay from there. If I'm on the go, maybe at the park with my kids, and I receive the same reminder, then I'll simply log in to my account on the biller's mobile app and pay from there. So it's true that we customers want a range of options and flexibility. And meeting these expectations requires businesses and billers to offer multiple payment choices that include both digital and traditional payment options. Billers, especially in less competitive sectors like utilities, have been slightly behind on personalization. But luckily, they started to realize that their customers are setting their expectations based on the smoothest and most customized payment experiences they have elsewhere, like when they shop on Amazon or they pick out groceries online. Surprisingly, and according to McKinsey, 71% of consumers expect companies to deliver personalized interactions. And when it doesn't happen, guess what? 76% of them, they end up feeling frustrated. So numbers, they speak loud and clear.
Well, I can empathize with that frustration as I've been there myself, and I'm sure you have. And so, I mean, those are some pretty striking statistics. So if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're saying is that consumers are not comparing the payment experience between billers. They're actually comparing that bill payment experience with every other digital payment experience that they've ever had. Is that right?
You're 100% right, Sean. So for industries that have historically lagged in this area, there's a growing imperative to play catch up.
And, you know, billers are also playing catch up on digital wallets, which have clearly become the new norm for many customers. What is your perspective on what sparked this widespread shift towards using digital wallets?
I think the pandemic pushed customers toward digital wallets. So when COVID-19 first started, we wanted to limit our interaction with other people. We didn't want to touch cash. So we started to use digital wallets for our grocery shopping, for example. And then we discovered how convenient digital wallets are, and we started using them for every other purchases. And customers today, they want to pay their bills as easy as possible. And digital wallets, they give customers and users this unmatched ease, security, and convenience in managing their daily transactions. We did a research in Kubra in 2022 around digital wallets, And we discovered that nearly 7 in 10 consumers used a digital wallet for their purchases. And a significant percentage of these individuals, they used more than one digital wallet to make payments. The percentages are lower for bill payments, but still many customers, they do use digital wallets to pay their bills.
So I think it's fascinating how digital wallets are gaining momentum, yet they're still not as commonly used for bill payments. Do you see any emerging trends that suggest that this might change in 2024?
Yeah, I would say they are common for bill payments, but not as common compared to other payments like grocery or retail shopping. And to answer your question, yes, I do see that the demand and the emerging trends that suggest that this will change in 2024. And because like Simply customers, they demand digital wallets, they want to use digital wallets, but the percentages might be lower for different reasons. First, not all billers offer digital wallets, and not all billers offer the right mix of digital wallets. And I would like to come to this point later in the conversation. And finally, if they do offer digital wallets, not all customers are aware of the availability of these digital wallets.
Well, we all know that awareness is key in everything, so that makes sense. So on that note, are there specific digital wallets that are getting more traction among consumers compared to others?
Yes, great question, Sean. So according to the same research I mentioned earlier, we asked customers what digital wallets they prefer. And the results were, PayPal was the leading digital wallet chosen by 51% of consumers, followed by Apple Pay at 34%, Venmo 31%, and so on. We also asked them how many digital wallets do they use. Surprisingly, 35% of consumers, they use 2 to 3 digital wallets, and the further 5%, they use more than 3. For example, I do use 2 digital wallets at least. I use PayPal and Apple Pay for different purchases and different payments. So just to go back to the same point where I mentioned that billers, they don't offer the right mix of digital wallets. Some billers might think since PayPal is the most preferred, then it's enough to add it. Unfortunately, this is a wrong argument, and it's well supported by the research where many customers use more than one digital wallet. So offering the right mix of digital wallets will likely boost customer satisfaction and encourage wider adoption of digital wallets.
Well, I mean, that makes sense, right? When you offer choice, obviously that often will boost customer satisfaction. Sure. So I completely relate to what you're saying. Just one quick administrative note. So for those billers who are tuning in, Cooper has actually conducted extensive research on digital wallets and their impact on billers like yourselves. So if you're interested in diving deeper into this topic, I encourage you to visit cooper.com. Now, let's jump to another trend that greatly impacts customer satisfaction, and that is real-time payments. How, Yara, is the public's appetite for fast payment processing influencing the rise of what we also call RTP?
Picture this, Sean. So you make a payment and boom, it's settled instantly. So that's the magic of real-time payments. With real-time payments or RTP, consumers can pay their bills immediately and they get processed instantly, and same for billers where they receive the funds in their bank accounts instantly too. And of course, customers can pay their bills anytime, every day. And let's make it clear, like customers want things fast. According to our Kubra Utility Consumer Billing and Payment Report that we conducted in 2023, 65% of customers, they expect their payments to be processed on the same day or even instantly. And of course, their patience for slow processing is fading. I also would like to add here that what makes real-time payments great for billers is the request for payment feature, which is making RTP even more powerful, Sean.
Well, I can certainly relate to the frustration if things don't get processed immediately. And we're living in this world where everybody wants instant gratification and instant response. So it makes a lot of sense. And after hearing about the excitement around RTP, I'm really intrigued by this request for payment feature you just mentioned. Can you explain a little bit more what it entails and how it actually benefits both consumers and billers?
Of course. So the distinguishing feature for RTP for utilities, as we said, is the request for payment tool. It allows billers to send a request for payment to consumers through the real-time payments network. So billers can present a bill directly to customers through their bank's mobile app. And the customers can simply open their mobile banking app and approve the pre-filled information about their payment amount and the requester in one single step. According to a research by the Federal Reserve, more than 60% of consumers want a real-time view of their account balance and immediate posting of payments then they initiate as well. Another important statistic, 41% of customers are somewhat to extremely interested in billers providing this feature.
That's fascinating. Thanks for delving a bit deeper into that. I have a better understanding. Hopefully our listeners now do as well. Now, I'd like to shift our focus to another innovation, which is buy now, pay later, or what we also refer to as BNPL. Now, while it's prevalent in the retail space, and I think we're all a bit familiar with it, we've seen it in advertisements, it's been out there for a while. What kind of impact do you anticipate buy now, pay later having on billers more specifically?
Thanks for this question, Sean. I really enjoy talking about buy now, pay later. Let me start by telling our listeners what buy now or pay later is. So customers can pay for their purchases or bills over time and installments rather than paying the full amount upfront. And the buy now, pay later or the BNPL is a tricky one as it presents both opportunities and challenges. So on one hand, it offers consumers great flexibility in managing their finances. However, integrating buy now, pay later into bill payments can also introduce challenges. The staggered payment schedule may create confusion for consumers, especially when multiple bills are involved. And of course, this could potentially lead to missed payments or late fees if individuals fail to keep track of their payment obligations. Another important point to highlight here that there are considerations regarding the financial health of consumers. So while buy now, pay later can provide this temporary relief, it's essential to ensure that individuals don't overextend themselves financially or accumulate excessive debt because they take advantage of these payment methods. They are so easy to use. I'm not sure if they will become available for billers, but ultimately, the success of billers offering buy now, pay later depends on careful implementation and clear communication with consumers. So they need to provide to their consumers transparent information about the payment schedules, potential fees, and so on.
Some really great insights here, Yara. And it sounds like, again, it's a bit of a give and take and some advantages and disadvantages with this option. And navigating BNPL is, without a doubt, a very complex task for billers and something they have to think about. And, you know, while it offers customers greater control over their finances, you know, there are alternative strategies such as flexible payment options and usage alerts that billers can also consider prioritizing. Now, turning to security, a crucial concern for customers, what are their current expectations regarding the security of their digital transactions?
Yes, Sean. So when it comes to online payments, security is non-negotiable. So customers, they want to feel safe and confident that their personal and financial information is protected from fraud, theft, or even misuse. The other day, I came across a stat that struck me. 59% expressed more concern about online payment fraud in 2022 compared to the previous year. The stats for 2023, They are not yet out, but I'm very sure that they would be even higher than 59%, because like we all like get worried about our financial information these days. Thankfully, there are tools available to overcome these risks to consumers, including encryption, authentication, authorization, verification, and fraud detection. Also, it's equally important for billers that they need to address these issues by communicating clearly and transparently with their customers about their security policies and practices.
One thing I want to call out is that I completely agree that educating customers is a huge part of making customers feel more in control and secure. And this can really help create a partnership, I think, between the customer and the company where they both actively safeguard their financial data. Now, the last topic on Cooper's list of trends to watch is cryptocurrency. Now, it's a bit of a loaded word. And as we all know, crypto continues to be filled with a mix of both optimism and skepticism. Crypto is always in the news, it seems, but it has not really had very positive coverage lately. I'd love to get your perspective, Yara.
This is another topic that I really enjoy talking about, Sean. So thank you for asking it. So cryptocurrency markets, as you said, Sean, they are navigating many difficulties, including market volatility, a series of corporate bankruptcies, legal actions. So you name it, there are many. And as a result, the public confidence took a hit. And until these issues ironed out, widespread adoption might remain a distant goal. According to the Pew Research Center, roughly 4 in 10 adults who have heard about cryptocurrency, which is almost 39%, they say that they are not at all confident in their reliability and safety. And an additional 36% are not very confident. So these are combined around 80%. They don't trust crypto yet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on that same bandwagon, I have to say. And I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I think that crypto is still an enigma, you know, for so many people, and the jury's still out. So I guess we'll just have to watch where that goes. But Yara, you know, this conversation has been truly enlightening for me, and hopefully it has been for our listeners. Now, considering everything that we've discussed today, what would be your advice to billers looking to update their payment strategies to align with all the latest digital payment innovations that we've discussed today?
Yeah, this is a great question to wrap up the conversation. And I can start with the very first topic we discussed, which was the personalization. So just to confirm, billers should offer a variety of payment options. And with a variety, we're referring to a mix of traditional and digital payment choices. And we can refer to this as an omni-channel payment solution. Also, billers, they need to offer digital wallets to their customers. One is not enough because a significant percentage of customers, they use more than one digital wallet. Consumers may not be knocking down the billers' doors yet to offer buy now, pay later and crypto. But we do encourage billers to continue to monitor the space and, of course, remain prepared. Finally, addressing security concerns is very crucial for building trust with consumers.
Well, that's great, Yara, and what an excellent way to summarize, you know, all the points that we've discussed today, which is really brings us to the conclusion. That's really a wrap for today's episode. Just a huge thank you to you, Yara, for joining us and sharing such valuable insights into the future of digital payments. From personalization to real-time payments, it's clear that 2024 is set to be a pivotal year in the payment industry.
Oh, thank you, Sean, for having me. I really enjoyed that conversation and it's been a pleasure.
As it has for me. Now, for our listeners looking to delve deeper into the trends that will shape our payment experiences in the near future, be sure to check out the full white paper, Navigating Tomorrow, the Top Digital Payment Innovations to Watch in 2024. You can find it on Kubra.com. And we'll also include a link in the episode description for easier access. Thanks again to Yara and all of you for tuning in. I'm Sean Jackson, and you've been listening to Experience Better, the CX podcast by Kubra. Don't forget to hit subscribe to stay updated on all the latest episodes. We'll see you next time.